Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Asare. Reverend Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister. He has been ministering for over 20 years and has traveled extensively. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now here is Reverend Collins.
My life is available to you.
Father, tonight we'll praise you, for you are our strength and our exceeding great reward. That's what you told Abraham, that you are his strength and his exceeding great reward. We are lost without you. It is only your love that pulls us through. That's why we say our lives are available to you. Speak to us tonight. Change our lives. Allow us not to leave your presence the same as we come. Let the teaching grace and anointing be strong here tonight. May it dispel doubts and ignorance. May we live knowledgeable, wise, and full of understanding. Thank you, Father, for your awesome presence here tonight. In Jesus' name, and somebody said, amen, 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 amen. Yeah, you may be seated, please. In the presence of the Lord. So you should sing it when you go home. You should sing it, isn't it? Yeah, it's a nice song. He's awesome. He's righteous. He's worthy and he's holy. And we'll praise him, Lord, for he is our strength. Hey, if you are going to look for strength in anything, you are lost. If you're going to depend on some other love to pull you through life, you are lost, my dear. It's only the love of God that can pull you through life. And that's why we must say our life is available to him. Tonight, I want to continue teaching about five roles of a church member. Five roles of a church member. Five roles of a church member. I'm teaching and I'm explaining that when you are part of a church, you have a role to play. Somebody say role. Turn to somebody and say, you have a role to play. And you see, if you have a role to play and you don't play the role, you are not seen as a responsible individual. How many understand what I'm trying to say? I'm sure many people who have fathers, I mean, Guyana, we have even great examples of role models that are non-existent. Many people have grown without resident fathers. The role that the fathers were supposed to play, it was good at a point, it has spoiled now. The roles that the fathers were supposed to play, they did not play the role, or they are not playing that role. And that's how come many people see their fathers in a different way. And I came to announce to you that if you don't play your role as a church member, God also sees you in a different way. The same way you see a father who doesn't take care of his children, a father who doesn't care about his children, a mother who doesn't care about her children, it's the same way that if you are a church member and you don't play your role, you are seen by God as a useless church member. But you are not a useless church member in the name of Jesus. You have passed from uselessness to usefulness. I say you have passed from uselessness to usefulness as you hear these teachings. So we said number one is what? A faithful attendee. You have to understand that just being there, coming to church and just sitting on the seat you sit on, that alone is your role. Anytime we turn around, we must see you on your seat. I mean, it must be known that as for this seat, if you sit on it, somebody might move you, even though there's no reserved written on it. Your attendance is it should be solid. as a church member, your attendance is something that should not be in doubt. We must not be confused about your attendance at all. In fact, when we say we are having a meeting, if nobody else is coming, you will be counted on to be in the meeting. That is what we are talking about. We are not talking about church members who are not faithful in their attendance. You're not playing the right role if you are not faithful in your attendance. Number two, your role as a church member is to be a stable Christian. You have to decide to be a stable Christian. You have to decide to pull yourself through all odds and all circumstances. You see, people who and Christians who are moved by situation and circumstances are jokingly clown Christians. Is that something? The word clown. You are a clown. Any Christian whose attendance, whose Christianity is dependent on situations and circumstances is a joker. You know why I'm saying that? I'm saying that because as for situations and circumstances, they are all over. They will never end. As long as we are in this tabernacle, we will go through issues. We'll go through problems. We'll go through challenges. And so if you are going to look at that and say you will not come to church, it means that you something is wrong. Something is missing. So you must decide to be somebody who is stable. I mean, how many years has this Tabrook clock, even though it doesn't work, it is there. You go to America or you go to Canada and come back for 50 years jubilee and you make the mistake and pass through the market. You see, hey, Starbrook, what, tower clock is still there. It is stable. And God is looking for Christians like that. I said, God is looking for Lighthouse Chapel members like that. Who are stable. You'll go and come and they'll be here. The church will be shaking, but they'll be here. You see, when you shake a tree, it's the stronger leaves that stay. I said, when you shake a tree, it's the leaves that are stronger and healthy that stay. If you shake a tree and the leaves that fall, they are weak leaves. They are leaves that are dying, that are brown, that are not doing anything anyway. When anything happens in the church, may you not be the first to jump out of the church because you have the spirit of stability. You see, and there's a blessing that comes to people who are stable. Yeah. It's people who are stable who you choose. You don't choose people who just came the other day. It's very dangerous to choose new people. Because new people are ignorant of certain things. Yeah. You will not marry somebody who you met just the other day. That's why love at first sight is not true. It's foolishness at first sight. Because it's not only how you feel, but what you also think. I said it's not how you feel, but also what you think. Because you must always let your thinking override your feelings and your heart. So a role, the dictionary says, role is a noun. The word is a noun. And it defines that word noun as a part or character played by an actor or actress. So you have a movie and then you have James Bond. James Bond has to get a girl through whom he will get access to the bad man's house. So when they are looking for, they have a new James Bond movie and the James Bond is constant. So they are looking for some nice girls who are either going to work for the bad man or who are going to help James Bond. All they have to do is just come in, be in love with James Bond. When James Bond goes to the bad man's house with them, they kill her, but James Bond doesn't die. That's her role. So she comes into the movie, You Only Live Twice, Secret Service, 007, whatever it is, and he comes in and he runs with James Bond, and before he realizes, Goldfinger, she has turned into gold. There's some also that come to play, man, kissing her. It's a signature. MI6. And before I realize it, they get some signals from him from somewhere. And when they view on their video screen, James Bond kissing some girl in some boat. A girl comes into the movie to play that role. Now, when you come and that's why they do auditions. So when you come and you audition, the way you behave is what makes them choose you. If you come and you are coming to play a role and you're auditioning, we don't see a certain passion and a certain commitment and all of that. You are not chosen to play that role. So when we say role, we are talking about exactly the same thing for you and I. What we must do, that constant, wonderful actor, if you want to call it, for the time that you are in the church, for the time that you are a Christian, for the time that you are saved and you are on this earth, you have a role to play in the church. It's a character played by an actor. It is also, you want to understand what the role is? It's if you have a role, for example, in a situation or in society, you have a particular position and function in it. You see, I learned the other day that the opposition leader, his role is just to oppose all the time. They never say nice things. You watch them. Yeah, they just do, their role is to oppose. Whether good or bad, they come in to oppose. You hear Rohi and Jagdeo say anything nice. They come and they say things about the government. They come and say bad things about the government. But when they were there, you better don't say anything bad against them. You can easily disappear. So you have a role in a situation or in society. You see, and you have a particular position and function in it. So you cannot be in a church and not function. You have to function. And your function depends on whether it's raining or it's not raining. Doesn't depend on whether they're doing it or not. You have a role to play and you must play that role. See, like I said, our society is a better example of what we miss because some people don't play the roles they're supposed to play. You see, we start Riku. Then you come across, and because of that, I want the church to even spring in and help as little as we can. You get some nice guys who come to church, who become very devoted and very committed to God, and they decide to, you know what, they want to go to Bible school and train to become pastors. And then you find out from them that they never wrote TXE. They went to school, they went to secondary school, they finished secondary school, but they did not write CXE. And when you find out, they say, my mother didn't have money at the time. So even though they've gone through faith form, there's nothing to prove. Oh, time and time again, we come across people like that. You know, so I have been thinking, and I think it's a good thing to do, that, you know, maybe we can take one or two secondary schools and then at the time of registration, find out how many two or three people we can pay for to write CXE. What do you think? Yeah, I think it's a good thing. Because if somebody spends 5 years of his life, goes through school, and mommy doesn't have the money because the role of the father is not there, and many people and many Christians, including some of you here, have been the results of the lack of such a role in our lives. So when you come into the church, you cannot, you must understand what it means to play a role. You see, and I'm saying that I feel that in this season, God is really using me to call forth people who want to genuinely serve God and want to be with God. And not people who you have to massage. You have to do manicure and pedicure. You have to do their face and do their hair before they come to church. No, we are in a season where God is looking for people who he wouldn't have to fight for their love and their commitment. And I see many, many of you becoming role models in the church. I said, you are becoming a good role model in the church. Do you know that sometimes, you see some of these young people, young girls, young boys, they come around the church, they study you, you know. They study you and I. I know some of these little 4, 5, 6 year old children. They study me. Yeah. Oh, they you'll be surprised what they look for. Yeah. And don't think it's only me they study. They study you too. If you like, miss church 1 or 2 Sundays and see. One child will ask another older person, where is this person? Even my son, my little son, will ask, where is Pastor Randall? He said, where is Lady Pastor Elizabeth? Why are they not coming back to our church? They have to explain that, oh no, they have moved. Because he asked for Pastor Randall because when Pastor Randall used to be around, he would get his iPad to play with. So he missed the iPad. He's been studying the iPad. Yeah? People ask around. So don't think that you're in a church and nobody's looking. People are looking. Angels are looking. Human beings are looking. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good song. Dema, watch me. Dema, watch. Dema, watch me. I think I entered a shop today and they were playing. Yeah, no. Hebrews chapter 11. What does it say? Hebrews 11, 12. Wherefore, this is the Dema Watch Me. Where is where the Dema Watch Me song comes from? Wherefore, seeing that we also are surrounded about with so great a cloud of witnesses. If you think that nobody is watching you and I, you don't understand life as yet. There are things you don't have to tell people, but they know. Yeah. You can ask the children who are sitting in the corner there. You'll be surprised what they can tell you. So we need to play our role very well. Amen. Role number 3 tonight is that a church member, my TV is starting up. It's 5 rules I'm giving you, isn't it? Good. Where's my TV? Number 3. Your third role as a church member is to support the church financially. Your third role is to support the church financially. Is your role. The church should not lack money because you are around. I said the church should not lack money and finances just because you are around. the church is not a place where you receive money. Let me make this very, very, very clear. The church is not a bank. Your role as a church member is to support the church. The church needs to be supported. You see, when we even talk about roles, okay, when you look into the kingdom of God, when you go into heaven, every being in heaven has a role to play. Even God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, everybody have all three of them, they have their different roles to play. The Son will not play the role of the Father because that's not his role. Angels have roles to play. There are warrior angels. There are angels who fight for us. And there are angels who don't fight. They just bring messages. They bring answers to us. In the kingdom of God, it's like a home. Everybody, you are the one who wash the wares. You are the one who sweep the yard. You are the one who make sure that the garbage is. You must have a role to play. If this is the house of God, then church members who are children of God must also have roles. You see, most of the time we are a little unhappy about when you live in a house and there's a particular brother or sister who doesn't seem to do anything in the house, but eats and eats even, but he's the one who even eats more. And then when mommy or daddy doesn't say so much about it, then you feel like, you know, he's getting favorites. He's a spoiled child. Why is that? I am the one who have to do this and do that and do that, and he ain't doing nothing. And how can you not get him to do the things that you get me to do? I don't think there's anybody who has never witnessed something like that before. You say, you just have to leave the person and tell the other one and say, okay, Onika, you go and do this thing here. Don't worry, that one. I'm going to deal with you. When the food comes, they are the one who eats and they ask for more. Yeah. They are the ones who make the mothers talk a lot. Because they don't play their roles. So your role, your third role, is to support the church financially. Forget about the people who don't come to church and are not part of churches, who tell you how come the pastor is taking your money and all of that. It's foolishness. You see, when I traveled, I visited one of my younger sister, Lydia. And, you know, later when we were going home, my other sister, then you know, she was telling me that, you know, this where they live is very expensive, right? And my sister, my younger sister's salary is not even able to pay the rent. But the daughters are working to support or to make up the rent. What else do you expect them to do? You are above 18. You can go to McDonald's and serve some hamburgers. You got to bring in something. Help us. Let us pay the rent. You can wake up and be sitting on your ass and not do anything in the church. You must financially contribute. And those of you who live in homes where mommy and daddy live, it must be your responsibility to at least give mommy and daddy something at the end of the month. You see, I don't believe in collecting all the money from the children. That's also dictatorship. Chinese alarm is sounding. If it's your car, please. Brian, is that your? Okay, good. May the Lord give you American alarm. Marissa. Yeah. You can be in the house and you work and you don't give anything. You have to give something. You have to support. It must be something you do. Since you have not been working, everything they could. Eulis, why are you laughing? Yeah. Now, mommy and daddy doesn't need your money. Because they have taken care of you up to now that you think you are a champion. But you see, it is when you do certain things, you show a very positive personality. And you even make us proud because we realize that we didn't waste our time bringing you into this world. Especially you. Whose 9 months was very different from the rest. So in the church also, your role is to support the church financially. And there are only two ways. There's offerings and tithes. Tithe and offerings. You must support the church by giving your tithe and your offerings. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9 and 10 says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all, not some, of all thine increase. And even though it's your role, God promises to reward you when you play that role. He says, then shall your barns be filled with plenty and your presses shall burst out with new wine. Support the church by giving your tithe, paying your tithe. Now, tithe is very simple. Tithe is a tenth of everything you get. It starts from your salary. Many people struggle with tithe. If you can't pay tithe, you are likely not to be able to pay school fees. You see, when you pay tithe, you know what? When you pay tithe, and you do it regularly, you show a very different character. It shows somebody who says something and does it, and does it consistently. That's why sometimes if you were to ask some of us pastors about the good church members, these are some of the things that we use to indicate who a good church member is. It's not the one who comes and smiles. So, yeah, smiles is nothing. The one who comes faithfully. The one who pays his or her tithe constantly. The one who gives offerings faithfully. If I was to bring our tithe records here on the screen, you'd be surprised. You see, because sometimes not all the time, but sometimes you may need some help. And then we have to analyze. You see, because if we don't have records to do analysis, we will seem to be biased. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Miss Solomon, are you there? If we don't use facts and records, then if we help you, we can easily be seen as a biased church. Because let's say Sister Shonette needs some help. And all of us know that Sister Shonette needs some help. And then it's like, oh, man, why doesn't the church help Sister Shonette? But when I go to the tithe records and I realize that Sister Shonette has been in this church all these years, she doesn't pay tithe. But then Sister Carolita needs help. And we don't feel so much to help her. But then when I go into the tithe records, I realize that, oh, for the past 1 year that she has been in the church, every month she pays her tithe. Who do you think we should help? The person who contributed. The person who was supporting. Because it is the person's support and contribution that has kept us running. Monkey can't work, let baboon can't chop. Yeah. It's the same thing in the kingdom of God. People who search and look for blessings are people who actually don't contribute anything. Because the Bible says in Luke chapter 6 and verse 38, scriptures I'm using to support this third point, support the church financially through tithe and offerings. The Bible says that if you give, then it shall be given back unto you. So people who have are people who have been giving. Should I say it again? People who have are people who have the habit of giving what they have been having. And people who don't have
are clearly people who have not been given. Because as long as you give, it shall be given unto you. Bible says, good measure. Press down. Shake it together and run it over. I don't know whether you understand press down and run it over. I understand it. Because when we were growing up, we used to buy this farine. Farine, or you buy rice. Or you buy red eye peas. You get it? And in my country, Ghana, where I was born, they will use tins. What do you call it? Containers to measure. So like, let's say a pint. Right? They have a container and they say a pint. Now, because they want to cheat the customers, sometimes they put, they turn the container and they lash the bottom. So the bottom comes up. So the amount of red eye piece of rice that goes in is less than what otherwise would have come. So you have the container on top of a bucket of rice, and you see that the rice is like a hill, that volcano that is erupting. If only you will see the bottom of the thing. Some people even put some solid something to just cast. They cast the bottom of the container so that they can sell less rice for more money. But God is not like that. God, he does not lash the bottom of the container. The measure is a good measure. And he presses it down. He rather push it. He pushes down the rice because he knows that you need more. So he presses it down and he shakes it so that it settles. And he makes sure that it runs over. The Bible says that that is what he will return to you. So people who have are not just people who are supernatural, people who are special. They are people who have been supporting the kingdom. Amen. And those who support, they are also supported in return. Amen. I said, those who support, they are also supported in return. Amen. Many ignorant people have left churches annoyed and angry that the church never helped them. But ask them whether you ever play your role as a church member in supporting the church financially. You see, and let me say this because you can easily become a, the fact that you also pay tithe, that doesn't mean that we should give you money. Can I say that to balance the equation? Because we don't dash money around here. Remember, we are saying that the church needs money to move on. You should come and see me. There are a few things we need. They are telling me we should change the drums. Yeah, projector is not there. This, that, the other churches, this, all kinds of things. More things. The leader's role is to choose which one is important. So I went out with my children this afternoon, and then I saw drums, Yamaha. I said, Yamaha is a good brand. And it was $240,000. Calvin. Meanwhile, I've seen Yamaha on Amazon.com. And I've put it in my basket. And every time I see it, I said, nah, tomorrow, man. Every time I see it, I said, nah, not today, man. The drum is in the basket. So I went to check the price of the you see, even the one that I saw, it has two cymbals. The one online is three cymbals. And the one I saw had two. When I look at the sticker on the drums, it indicates that the cymbals were three. But they have scratched one. So I asked the guy, where is this one? He said, no, it didn't come like that. $240,000. Do you know the price of that same thing with a third symbol on Amazon.com? America? It's just less than $600. Let's say $600. It's about $130,000. These people are getting, what, $100,000 on that same drums. One symbol missing, too. Almost $100,000 difference between how much they sell in America
You see, you have to understand that we need help in Guyana. You go online and check the prices of things. A vehicle, you can buy a vehicle for $200 in Japan. $300. Go to Best Buy and ask for the price of a vehicle. When they say 2 million, you say, oh, excuse me, is it 200 or 2 million? Yeah, how come somebody sells the vehicle $200 and somebody sells it $2 million? Same second hand. It's fantastic. So your role, ladies and gentlemen, is not to come to the church and look out for support. You see, people who don't read the Bible well have spoiled church members. That when you go to the church, I hear there's a church, sometimes when you go, the offering they take, they give the offering to you. When you need a TV, they buy the TV for you. When you need a bicycle, they buy bicycle for you. Oh, Lighthouse, you walk for the rest of your life. Michelle. Hey, no, I'm saying that to say that. I mean, you look, if I buy bicycle for Odessa, you know what the people say? What? He must like she. She come just the other day. You see confusion in the church. If I use the money to buy something for me, they say, church money? So we can't buy anything for nobody. We'll buy it for the building. And all of us will use it. Yeah. Yeah, because if I start wearing gold shoes right now, it must be the support you are supporting the church. The man, maybe he needs money. That's why he's preaching about supporting the church financially. You see, by the grace of God, all my needs are met. I tell you, all my needs are met. And I have experienced and continue to experience what God told Abraham, that you'll be blessed and you become a blessing. Amen. When I was traveling, this is the first time I went through Toronto. The first time. I normally go through the state. And on my way back, on the return trip, I had about 6 hours transit. So I decided to call our pastor, Lighthouse Chapel International, in Toronto. Lighthouse is a very nice church. Anywhere you go, there's a church for you. So I called Pastor Andy. We were ordained the same day in 2003. I said, Pastor Andy, I have some transit hours, so please. And I'd like to get out of the airport. So he said, oh yeah, I'll pick you up. So Pastor Andy came to pick me up, took me to a Chinese restaurant. Eat all you can for $10. Oh, yeah, please. What's food? You can't eat. You go for the appetizer, you go for the main course, you go for. So we went to eat, and then he took me home. We went home and sit down home, gaff a little bit. Then an old Christian brother. Christian brother, I have not seen him for the past 27 years. My brother-in-law said, if you are going to Canada, then let me call him so he come and meet you. I thought he was not serious. I didn't realize he was serious. So now then he called him and told him that I will be at the airport and you should come and pick me up. So when I got to Canada, I got a text message from him with a guy's number. And I said, Pastor Andy, please call this gentleman for me. And we called him. He said, I have to see you. 27 years. He said, I can't let you pass through Canada and I don't see your face. So lo and behold, when I got to the airport, he was waiting for me. I was going to check in. He came with a big bag. As if he was going somewhere. The bag was for me. Hey! Aha! You see, and The things that he had in the bag were all brand new.
When I brought it, I realized that they were not my size. So somebody's going to be blessed with that thing. It's nice. Yeah. What is blessing? Then when I arrived, then somebody, I don't want to mention the name, said, "Oh, Pastor Collins, I have some money for you." I said, "Hey, how can I send it to you?" I said, "Western Union or MoneyGram." You see, you are there and somebody says that they have money for you. When they don't owe you any money. Yeah. Please don't send people to my house. Oh, there's nothing in my house. No. I when I'm preaching about supporting the church, it is in your interest that God wants to look at your commitment, because you see, money is one of the major challenges to our heart. You see, Jesus said that. You see, if you open your heart, I will come into your heart. And then the Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil. So money can replace Jesus, or money can replace God. That's why Jesus said you cannot serve God and mammon. So those of you and those of us who are able to control money and say, "You money, as long as you come, I will use you for what I am supposed to do." As many as are able to do that, God brings in money more. You see, because God does not want to bring into your life something that will kill you. Jamel, if God brings you money and you are not somebody who controls money well, it's going to be a curse. So, even as a good father, he watches his children who are very disciplined in giving away the money to the church and to support projects and to help here, help there, help there. Then he says, "You know what? This is somebody I can use." Remember, all of us are vessels. All of us are like PVC pipes that water runs through to a home. We are channels. So if you decide to block your PVC, then there's somebody at the end of the pipe who doesn't get what they want to get. So all that comes is that the plumber comes and says, "You know what? Hello. Cut off and put in a new pipe that will allow free flow." It is those who allow free flows. It is those God blesses and keep blessing. So supporting the church financially, your tithe and your offerings, is to your advantage. Amen. I tell you. Blessings? Oh, please. It's too much. I remember some time ago, I was there, and then somebody who works with Bishop called me and asked me whether I have been receiving some money. I said, "No, I didn't know." He said, "Oh, you were supposed to be getting this money." I said, "I didn't know." When I calculated, it was 2 years. What a blockage. So then she said, "Don't worry, I am removing the block. 24 months retroactive payment." I don't know what you tell me that I am here for your money. I take it. No. I was just there. It was very early in the morning, around 5 a.m. 2 years. Every month. So I sat up and I calculated. I said, "This thing times 24, covered." I said, "Me mouth open like that." Huh? I said, thank you very much. Then I started, I became excited that day. I tell you, I can't tell you of the blessings that God has blessed me. So when I'm saying that you have to support the church, it's not to give me Pastor Collins money. I mean, if that's what you think, then you just came around. By the grace of God. You see, even one of the blessings I have, and I'm sure you'll be jealous about me. You see, if I want to travel tonight, I'll get a ticket without even thinking about the money.
Calvin.
Yeah. Anywhere in the world, I can get a ticket tonight. And I won't study paying the ticket.
Oh.
I just go. I just take my bag and I galang. Is that Evander? Wow. Handsome guy. Wow.
Nice. God bless you. God bless you.
You know, so I am very blessed. And you see, the person who would think that I want the church money, if you like, I'll give you the microphone. Tell people that you're hungry.
And let's see who will give you food for it.
And let me say right now that I'm hungry. My wife will even have to fight you.
And say, hello. Yeah, it's me, husband. Hello. I able to give he food. I went to Brother Brian's house. He has a lot of, he's a rich man. He has a lot of goats and chicken and pumpkin. He's a rich man.
I told him that Christmas, I need one goat.
He'll be afraid to collect money from me. You wait and see. He'll be afraid to collect.
No, I mean, 24th December, every 24th December, you should come here in the morning. You come and see me killing goats here. Yeah. Bring pumpkin home all the time. He brings pumpkin. When's the last time somebody brought you pumpkin?
You gotta go to border. They say, how much for the pumpkin? And they say, 200. Hey, pumpkin get dear these days, man. Well, people are getting free pumpkin, Jasmine.
If you will support the church financially, God will support you.
Stand to your feet. My time is up. Continue next week. Hallelujah. 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 There are some things I can't even talk about. I can't talk about for security reasons. Thank you, Jesus.
And I will praise you, Lord. You are my strength and my reward. I'm lost without you. Your love pulls me through. My life is available to you.
Are you not grateful tonight? His unfailing love reaches to you. Father, tonight, thank you for your word. Thank you for helping us to understand that we have a role to play. Three roles you have so far taught us. Tonight, you're saying that we have a financial role in your church. Thank you that these seeds have fallen on good soil and that the church is going to be stronger financially
and do things that, Lord, you want us to do. I give you praise tonight for being so good to us. And I give you glory in Jesus' name. You are here tonight, you are not saved. You are not saved. You are here tonight, you are not saved. You are not born again. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you die right now, will you go to heaven or hell? If you are not sure, if the answer is hell, that you need to make a decision tonight. Pastor, please pray with me. I don't want to go to hell when I die. If you're here like that, I want to ask you to lift up your right hand. I want to pray with you. Pastor, please pray with me. I don't want to go to hell when I die. Your right hand up high. I'll pray with you. Every eye closed, every head bowed. Pastor, please pray with me. I need Jesus. Your right hand. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to be born again. It's my first time here. It's my second time here. I want to be born again. I'm not talking about baptism. I'm talking about being saved. Your right hand up high. I'll pray with you. God bless you. If you lifted up your hand, I'll ask you to please come to me. I want to pray with you. Come. Come to the front. Young lady, come. 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 Oh, clap for them as they come. Clap for them.
Bring me to my knees.
God bless you.
Lord, I lay me down.
God bless you.
Bring me up.
God bless you. God bless you. We're going to pray. God bless you. You want to join them? Please come. It's never too late. Come, it's never too late. Miracle, you know, a miracle is going to happen to you tonight. Nicodemus could not understand it in John chapter 3. He said, how can I be born again when I am a big man like this? Jesus said, no. There's something that takes place in your heart that the eye cannot see. So tonight, I'm going to pray a prayer. I want you to pray the prayer with me. And the prayer is what will change your heart forever. And you will go to heaven if you were to be taken away. Are you not excited about that? Yeah. It's the same thing for wedding. Have you been to a wedding before?
Yes.
Ah, you go to the front like this, right? And they say, do you take this man to be? And you say, yes. And they say, okay, you are married. Is that what it is? Then you go to the police consumers hall and you celebrate. Not so?
Yeah.
So close your eyes with me. Let's pray the prayer together. Church, join in as we pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father. I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me. And I believe God raised him from the dead. I open my heart. And I invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart, to be my master and my savior. From tonight, I believe that Jesus is my heart right now. And because of that, I am saved. I am born again. My name is written in the book of life. And I am now a child of God. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Collins, please call us on 592-231-0077 or email us at lciguyana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguyana.org. God richly bless you.